Ours to Protect on Beat.
You know, sometimes in life, all you need is a bit of good news just to give you a bit of a lift. And it's the same when it comes to climate change. Amidst all the tragedy of wildfires, extreme heat waves, and stark warnings about the future, it's hard to believe that there is hope.
The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived.
But all is not lost. Initiatives both homegrown and on an international scale are happening.
Yes, we are better, but it has taken three decades. None of the stuff we're talking about now is new. We were talking about it 30 years ago. It's just that in the last few years, people have actually started to listen. People have actually started to care. But I think it's because people have actually started to notice that it's happening.
So today we are going to go looking for some of those good news stories when it comes to climate change. Starting off with Christina Kiely, Green Party councillor for Waterford and former Greenpeace activist.
There are lots of positive climate action stories. There are lots of changes happening. Lots of things that needed to have been, that should have been done 20 years ago. They are happening now. They're happening slowly, but they're happening. So recently at a European level, the Nature Restoration Law was passed. That is possibly one of the biggest steps forward that I have seen in the 30 years that I've been an environmental activist.
The Nature Restoration Law will place recovery measures on 20% of the EU's land and sea by 2030, and it hopes to cover all degraded ecosystems by 2050.
Globally, you know, there are other things happening. The Amazon deforestation is down 33%. That's huge. You know, the Amazon is regarded as the lungs of the planet. And for deforestation to be down there by that percentage, that's very, very significant.
Jeanette O'Brien, the Climate Action Coordinator for Carlow County Council, sees positive changes closer to home.
Parristown Civic Community Site was traditionally the old dump in Carlow, and it is now a fantastic access for all amenity site on the outskirts of Carlow town. So when we were finished burying our waste and the capping procedure happened, Carlow County Council decided that we would give our space back to nature in as much as possible, and we covered most of the capping with locally grown wildflower seeds. So from there we engaged with the local bird watch, and we have found so many different species between frogs, birds, ducks, all sorts of animals, wild creatures have now come back and taken Parristown Civic Community Site, the capping area, as their own. We've rewilded and they have come. Also, we engaged with the Beekeepers Association and we gave them space to make an apiary in a corner of the site. And what started as 60,000 bees has now grown and grown. And the population is over 250,000 bees in that space. And the beekeepers are so enthusiastic, they're currently breeding Carlow queens, which haven't been seen for hundreds of years. So it's a great good news story about how changes can bring nature back into your area and support biodiversity and climate change.
Here at home, we have free grants for solar power for schools. So all schools are going to get solar panels. And you might say with schools, sure, what's the point? Because when the sun is at its best, they're on holidays. The beauty of schools having solar panels is that solar panels still generate electricity by light. They don't need strong sun. But when schools are off, the solar panels are generating electricity, which is going right into the grid. And that's free electricity that's going right into the grid. It's carbon free. It's really, really good for the environment.
Lots of great news happening all around our counties. Huge congratulations to all of the schools, primary and secondary, in the region who received their green flags recently. So the Green Flag programme has been going for nearly 21 years, and it's all about educating our young people in environmental sustainability and best practice. It's really, really important that us as community members, as parents, as teachers, as neighbours, engage with our young people who are learning all of this valuable information and share their good news, celebrate their achievements, and also that we come together and we learn from these young people who are the climate leaders going forward in our communities, and to actually learn from them best practice and to put these things into play in our communities, whether it's water harvesting, whether it's reduction or recycling of waste, whether it's air quality or biodiversity. These are the experts and these are the ones who will protect our planet going forward.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.